Dear siblings in Christ, grace to you and peace from God the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Prepare the way of the Lord. That's the word of the day. And the choir set me up like a basketball player who throws a ball to someone who's in a position to score. Prepare the way of the Lord. We have this picture of John the Baptist, and Matthew went to some length to tell us what he was like. He wore clothing of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. If you recall from the Gospel of Luke, his entire purpose in life, from even before he was born, was to point to Jesus. And so John is out in the wilderness. And people were coming to him. I don't know what the attraction was. You know, we have vehicles now. And we have radio and television and internet. Like, we get word. Oh, there's something happening in Abingdon. And if it's interesting enough, we'll drive out there to see. No skin off anybody's back. It's a short drive. But no, John was in the wilderness. But he had a message. And people were drawn to him. To the man who wore clothing of camel's hair, a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Something attracted them. By the way, I was curious this week. You still can buy salted, roasted locusts. If you'd like to try them, they're $11.95 for 15 grams on Amazon. I don't know who would want to try. But, you know, Cindy, if you're ever interested, just try something out with the kids. Locusts and wild honey. But his word was prepare. Because Jesus was coming. That's the word of the prophet Isaiah as well. Isaiah, who promises that a shoot shall come out from the stump of Jesse. Jesse, of course, was King David's father. That brings forth an image I have of a tree we cut down once. And we didn't go to the length to dig out the stump or anything. So we cut down this tree. But little shoots kept trying to make little trees out of that cut down tree. Well, that was Israel. Israel had been decimated. And the people longed for another king like David. See, David was king. He had his faults, but he was king when all the tribes of Israel were united under one kingdom. This only happened for about three generations that Israel was ever one kingdom. But the Hebrew people have a long memory. And they're a hopeful people. Are we a hopeful people? We are people of the promise, right? Sometimes the world around us looks like God's kingdom has been sawed off at the stump. Sometimes it looks like violence wins. And hate wins. And powers outside of our control win. But God is a God of promises. And we know how the story will end. God wins. And we are called simply to prepare the way. What does that mean? Prepare the way. In the olden days, it would have meant clearing the roads. Of course, we have fairly nice highways, very nice streets, stop signs and all of those things. But to prepare the way is to get the clutter out of the way, to push rocks aside so that there's a clear path. And I think this church knows how to do that. In fact, we're quite good at it, but we don't often pat ourselves on the back. We just keep moving forward. But I want you to think about a couple things. Preparing the way of the Lord is to get ourselves out of the way, to get our clutter out of the way so that God can do God's thing. This little Christmas tree is a good example. Every year, we bring this ratty little tree out of storage. And it's not beautiful. And it's old. And just like the real Charlie Brown tree, every time you move it, it drops needles. I mean, it could just as well be a real tree. It drops so many needles. But in its emptiness, it is open to receive. And these hats and mittens and gloves and socks will do God's work. The tree was there to prepare the way. I think about the ladies, Lois and Dorothy and Verna, who cleared out the kitchen in Bankston Hall. Some of you know that that was a parsonage for many years. I don't remember, who was the last pastor that lived there? Peterson? It's been a while. But many of you have seen the stuff that the ladies pulled out of there. They cleared out dishes and candlesticks and tchotchkes and all sorts of stuff. Sometimes clearing out gives us space to do other things. I think about all of you who, and some of them aren't here today, but all of you who helped clean up the annex, the house on Kellogg Street, when LSSI moved out, we didn't know what was going to go in there. We tried offering it as a rehab house, an Oxford house for recovering alcoholics. That wasn't the purpose. But we cleaned and we painted and we fixed up and moved walls and put in bathrooms. And just this Friday now, there are 14 Congolese refugees living in that house. You see, by clearing it out and asking God to give it a purpose, God gave it a purpose. Those people are so grateful to you and to God. You can only imagine. One of the families was here a number of weeks ago now. She and her children have lived in a refugee camp for more than 10 years. Imagine fleeing war, not knowing where you're going, and living in a permanent kind of setting, in an impermanent place, living for 10 years in a refugee camp. Can you imagine then when we opened up a 9-bedroom house with 3,600 square feet, their joy? And I wish you ladies could have been there when we offered them the leftover china from Bankston Hall. China. China. Oh my, they were so happy. You see, sometimes we don't even know that we're doing it. When we let go of something, we give God a chance to fill us with something else. When we let go, we have no idea. But if we offer it to God, God's always got something in mind. A shoot shall come forth from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. Do you know where we use these words? It's been a while. Those are the prayers for the Holy Spirit at baptism. We pray these things over each person who is baptized, because we are all connected to that peaceable kingdom, that kingdom to come. The Spirit of the Lord, of wisdom and understanding, of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. Those are not just the things that rest on the one who comes, but they are gifts for all of us. And so today, we just reflect. What do I need to let go of for God to do more in me? How can I clear the path to open my heart and my life to letting God flow through me? God has a vision where the wolf shall live with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion, the fatling together, the little child, Jesus. The little child shall lead them. The lion shall become a vegetarian. You see, it's against the natural order. What God's vision is here. But it's God's vision. Violence and war and greed and envy and all of those things, they don't win in the end. But through the little child, Jesus, God claims the victory over all of that. And so our prayer in Advent, our prayer every day is come. Come, Lord Jesus. And the peace of God that passes all understanding will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.